Mitchell Tuckman joins us right now as a partner at Rebalance IRA. Interesting business there. Mitch, what's the problem that you guys are trying to solve?
Well, we just find that lots of people who are over 45 years old, who have some money to invest, particularly what we call mass affluent, people with 100 grand and maybe a half a million, are trying to seek great advice, and they end up finding someone they trust at brokerage firms, and oftentimes end up paying over a third of all the expected returns of their investments in fees, and they have no idea this is happening. The fees are hidden, and they're basically working with a commissioned salesperson, and at the end of the day, they're not going to retire with as much money.
A lot of folks that are doing this through their, you know, company-sponsored 401k plans. So what about the responsibility there or the transparency there?
So that's generally pretty good because 401k or 403b plans that are sponsored by an employer are generally operating under a what we call a fiduciary standard, meaning employees can sue their employers if they're not doing things for the plan that are in their best interest. And those are fairly good. However, if you work for a smaller company, they tend to get loaded with fees. The problem is once you leave the company, okay, you've left your employer. Now you have to do what's called a rollover, move the money into an IRA. Once the money gets into an IRA, all hell breaks loose. That's when the brokers come and feast on people's retirement accounts. And ultimately, all money gets into an IRA because at retirement, you move the money out of these employer-sponsored plans and you're on your own. And the statistics show that the returns on those IRAs suffer.
Interesting. We were at a Fidelity Trader conference this week in Los Angeles, and I thought one of the interesting takeaways was sort of the over the lifetime of an investor putting their money away, there's sort of different services that they want from, this is the Fidelity's notion, different services they want from the investment company, that at a certain point they want to be able to see their stuff online. They might want to make the decisions about what they do online. They might even want the sort of robo-advisor advice, but at certain important touch points, they want to call people, and maybe they even want to sit down with someone to talk about their retirement. And so I'm curious about your description of the time when someone sits down with someone they trust, and how that's lacking in the robo advisor business, which we know is maybe a great threat to some of the big institutions out there.
Well, you have to distinguish between the word they, people. Okay, so there's really, in our business at Rebalance IRA, we find there's two kinds of people. Not to generalize, but there's certain people who would never, ever hand their retirement accounts over to someone else to manage. They just would never do it. They like to manage it themselves. They like to pick funds and stocks. So I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about the other people who are thirsting and hungry to have someone else handle their retirement accounts. They have anxiety and stress about what to do with their money, so they're desperately seeking someone they can trust. They don't enjoy investing. They don't know anything about it. They don't have time for it, so they want to give it to somebody.
This goes back to your fiduciary standard, that this is potentially where we're kind of moving towards, correct? I know you guys have been pretty vocal, and your team has been pretty vocal about this.
Yeah, so those people, the older they get and the more money they have, the more complicated their financial situation becomes. So if you're under 35 and you've saved up $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, a robo-solution's great. Probably don't need to talk to anybody.
Right.
An algorithm can figure stuff out for you. But our market at Rebalance IRA, they're over 45 years old. They've saved up up to half $1 million, and they have a complex situation.
We got 30 seconds left here, Mitch. So in terms of the fiduciary standard, it's not quite in place yet, correct? But it could be.
We think it will be, absolutely, and hope so.
And you think in terms of fees and transparency, for those folks who have a certain amount of money and are looking for help, it'll give them a better situation, especially when it comes to the fees that they're charged and so on and so forth.
It's real simple. When you have an IRA, if these regs get passed, no broker will be allowed to sell you stuff in your retirement account.
All right. Interesting. And I know it's a situation we monitor here at Bloomberg. And obviously, Mitch Tuckman is as well. Partner at Rebalance IRA, based in Palo Alto, California, but joining us in our Bloomberg Advantage studio here in New York on this Thursday. You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Carol Masser, along with Corey Johnson, right here on Bloomberg Radio.